I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about domestic disturbances. What is a domestic disturbance?
Domestic disturbance, Tom, is an argument or physical fight between people who are related or married or have siblings together, and when there's special laws that dictate how we handle those issues.
I've often heard that a domestic disturbance has the potential to be one of the most dangerous calls. Why would that be?
It is. We're trained in the academy and through training that those are the most dangerous because you're dealing with people who are arguing amongst each other, but then when someone steps in to make an arrest or to stop the fighting, you still love that person and you still will defend them. And so that is a high potential for danger for police officers when they're getting involved in those domestic disturbances.
When a domestic disturbance call comes in for your officers responding, do they respond alone or generally have somebody that is responding with them to assist?
So police officers will arrive just as they can. Of course, it's an emergency response for us, but one may show up initially, but we always require two to be on scene for the safety of the officers and for the investigation. You know, you have two, three, four people. You never know how many people are going to be involved in a domestic disturbance, but we like to separate those people out and let them provide their side of the story so we can accurately complete the investigation so we can accurately report it.
If there's been no violence, but there are issues that they can't seem to agree on, are the individuals required to separate?
Yeah, so we ask them to separate. It just kind of depends on what's going on, if they have to separate or not. But state law mandates us to do what we call a 12-hour domestic report. So we report that, it's on file, and there's the Missouri domestic 12-hour rule that we can put in place as well. If there's another domestic incident within 12 hours, there's a possibility that we could, if we go back within that 12 hours, we make an arrest that kind of guides us to make that arrest. But for the most part, people listen to us, they separate, and all's well, ends well most of the time.
Do holidays change the number of domestic calls that you see in the departments?
Yeah, so on holidays, you know, we'll see mostly after the dinners, you know, after lunch or whatnot, we'll see the domestic disturbances go up. And really, most of the time, it's just family arguing or something gets a little out of control that we have to come and secure the scene and make sure everybody's safe and set those guidelines in place. But for the most part, you know, domestic disturbances, a lot of them happen in the winter, you know, and then midsummer, you know, it just kind of depends. Cabin fever or sometimes the weather will dictate a little more of what's going on. So they're just so sporadic, but we've seen an uptick in domestic violence crimes lately.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.